Oh, all right. Welcome to the Swolecast. I'm David Kitchen, aka slash Soccer Dave, Davis Matic slash Davis Matic, and Pete. And I just wanted to welcome everyone to the show, and also say that that intro was better than what we've had, and at the same time leaves a lot of room for improvement.
So I'm so confused. Normally on StreamYard, I can see the intros back here, but all I saw was a black screen through that whole thing.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it, Davis?
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I got rugged on it.
Yeah. Tough scene in the StreamYard streets from one of the influencers.
The first, yeah. One of
the first ones to pump the StreamYard bags. I just want to say to everyone, thank you for all of the notes that you've sent privately to me on the tweet that I sent last night. It took off, and it's still taking off.
What? Another thing I missed?
Is this,
let me go to your Twitter.
I have a feeling like this is not true. Like, I have a feeling like Dave had a tweet with 17 favorites.
Oh, I did. Okay. All right. I did see this one.
And it's like a slow trickle. It's a slow trickle, almost 350 likes. By the time, you know, a lot of people watch this, it'll be probably over 20,000 or so.
I just gave it a little boost, a little reply boost there, Dave. Give it a second.
No, you have to retweet. You've got to retweet.
No, a reply is worth more than a retweet in the algorithm. Yeah, trust me.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I forgot what it was like to have kind of one of these tweets that has more than two or three likes on it.
You know what this means. Dave's gonna dig up something to at me because he's so desperate. He's so desperate for the serotonin.
No, it's actually the opposite. The little notifications badge that I have, it is it's like always like popping up. And so I'm always like out of habit checking it. And it's just another like.
Yeah.
And that's a problem for me.
Can't really imagine anything less life EV than having Twitter notifications on any of your devices.
No, I'm saying the notifications icon on the Twitter home screen, on the Twitter homepage. You know what I'm talking about, right? On the sidebar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing when I get put into a group chat with all of the people that are drafting fourth in the Scott Fishbowl, and even though I mute it, I still get the message.
Yes,
icons.
They gotta fix that. They gotta.
And I'm like, oh, I got a message, and it's like, oh, anybody want to do a mock draft for all the fourth, the people that are drafting fourth in the Scott Fishbowl? By the way, Scott Fishbowl happening in 4 days now. 4 days. And so that used to be the unofficial start of the fantasy football season. I still think it is for all the normies, all the people that have not been grinding best ball drafts.
You mean all the industry people that are in this tournament?
Right.
Well, there's 10,000. There's a lot of fans in there, Pete. And I know that you've been a little bit disconnected maybe with the fans these days. But,
says Mr. I'm too big time to hop in a mock draft with my fellow league mates.
Yeah.
I just don't think mock drafts for people that are all in the same message that I get put in from the same draft spot. Like, shouldn't the mock draft be like with the same draft position? I don't know. I love it. I've got my own Nashville Scott Fishbowl draft. Davis, where are you drafting from?
The seventh spot.
No, like what group? What group are you in?
The Hawk group. One of the, I'll be drafting from my cellular telephone.
The what group?
Hoth, the one of the Star Wars leagues.
Oh, cool. Pete, what group are you in?
I think.
Do you not know your group?
Someone said Dover. Is Dover one of them?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm in Dover.
Oh, Cool. All right. Well, I just want to open up the floor to what's happening lately in your guys' worlds. Davis?
Well, I did ship chasing last night because yep. Pete was on vacation. So I stepped in for him, and drafting on stream just sucks. It is just I don't really know how Pete does it all the time, because it is such a miserable, not fun experience to just for everyone to clearly know what you're trying to do with your team and then take the players that you need structurally. It's quite annoying.
Yeah. Pete does it like all the time now.
But I know.
Well, there's two things. One, you do have to adapt to the room. And, you know, Davis, I caught some of the, and you guys just kind of went full steam ahead. You're like, I don't care what the rest of the league's doing. We're going to do our thing. And they thwarted you. But that said, I've started recording some content doing drafts where it's pre-recorded and mm-hmm. you can actually draft some teams that you like. Because I never like my on-stream drafts.
Yeah. Pete, you and you're dropping some of that alpha for just the members only, right? Deposit wow. Kingdom members only?
Wow, I didn't know I was going to get a special plug for my YouTube on the Better Collective airwaves. Yeah, you know, we gotta give some alpha content to the people who support us for all our free content.
We'll say I support you. Davis, are you subscribed to Pete's channel?
Yes.
Okay.
He is, and I feel very guilty because I have never subbed to Davis's Patreon, and I should repay that back. However, Davis, did you happen to receive a wedding gift from me?
I did. I literally, it's so funny you say that. I literally was just vacuuming, like, right before we were doing this show. Because I'm going away for the weekend, and I was like, it's so nice to come home to, like, a clean house and everything. So I was just used my Bissell pet hair vacuum that Peter sent me.
Did you get my note on it, Davis? I was hoping that note might make it onto Twitter. I mean,
no, we're not. You know this. I'm not trying to dox my real life. So none of, like, I didn't put like Laird's gift. Laird did a great bit for a wedding
gift. I wanted
gift.
To dox that so bad, but I was like, this is Davis's thing to dox if he wants.
Yeah, not putting that on Twitter. But Laird, you know, one of the things you registered for is like this nice stainless steel huge trash can, and Laird got the trash can, which is just a great bit.
All right. Pete, any new things that have been happening to you lately?
Yeah, over the weekend, I joined the counselor's Discord channel. I saw him promoting it on Instagram, and I lasted about 12 hours in it, and he booted me. If I had only ever
seen... Were you like your regular name? Like, were you Pete Overzet in there?
I was. And he, and again, I didn't say anything absurd, nothing that would, you know, break any terms or conditions of any Discord, but he clearly recognized my name. I do think it's kind of bullshit though, because 2 years ago, I was on the phone with the counselor for an hour, walking him through how to navigate my fantasy league to make his Scott Fishbowl picks. Like, I've been his tech support before.
He got owned in that league, by the way, by yours truly.
It's hard to believe. Hard to believe the counselor not succeeding. Do you want to know what I was also so down bad about? The counselor is in an FFPC main event slow draft right now because they just kicked off on 4th of July. Gretch, Pat, and I are in one for ship chasing. I was like, how did we not end up in the same slow main event draft? Because he already had an Instagram post saying someone went 0 RB in this draft. They're fucking idiots. Here's how you do it. And he had cranked 3 straight running backs.
Amazing.
Dave, why don't you tell the people what you're looking over your desk at? You're clearly distracted. Let everyone in on what's going on.
No, I will not. I don't want to dox myself or get in the dox house with me. Okay, but I do. I'm actually looking right now at the thing I'm looking at is your news. I was trying to get you to maybe dox your own personal life and the news that you had. And I want to see how many likes you got on that news, because we have shared that news.
I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
Yes. I was really debating, should I do a tweet or should I announce it on the Swolecast? I ended up just not being able to wait. So yeah. I did do a tweet. Let's see. Here's my current engagement farming on here. 3 retweets, only 3 retweets. That's pretty bad. 2 quote tweets, and 1,223 likes, 267 replies, 147,000 impressions, Dave.
Okay, so that's pretty good.
Dave is literally 1,200 likes. Right now.
No. I want to know, do you wish you would have, do you feel satisfied with those numbers? Because I remember you talking about how Spags got a bunch of engagement from his, and like it's like the ultimate. So looking back, do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I am in the tweet analytics right now, and I next to new followers, zero new followers from this tweet. It's like, I am bringing something into this world that's going to cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars and at least 18 plus years of my life, and I can't get one fucking new follower from it. I mean, I'm pretty disgusted.
Yeah. Well, as far as, you know, you were kind of talking to us on this, maybe like two Swolecasts ago before the show, letting us know. And basically you wanted to have this baby right in the middle of best ball playoffs.
No, Lauren and I legit had a back and forth on this. I was trying to time it up for, you know, early mid February, just a really clean break at the end of the season. Lauren's like, no, we need to start trying now. I said, how about we wait? And she said, no. And then next thing you know, she was pregnant and the baby's coming beginning of September.
I feel like you have a part in that where you could have just abstained, like, and said no.
But I don't, you know, she doesn't put her foot down on too many things, so when she does, I kind of fall in line.
Yeah. So okay. Well, I will just say, as having kids in during the football season, including the playoffs, it's okay.
Well, isn't it?
Priorities shift, Dave. Peter. Priorities shift for you.
All right, well, walk me through the first, you know, 6 weeks, right? Because that's where we're going to be in, you know, best ball playoff draft season.
You're going to be fucking miserable.
No, Davis, you don't know. Davis, the only thing Davis knows is, like, staying away from kids.
Both of my sister-in-laws just had kids in the last 2 months.
But for the guy, you're already kind of staying up late. You're holding the baby, you're feeding the baby. Like, I don't know if you guys are having, like, now the thing is like having a wet nurse if you're, you know, how rich. But if you don't have that, then you're going to be helping out at night and you're going to be basically getting the, okay, if I can do a reenaction. Yeah. You're going to be holding the bottle with your chin. You're going to be rocking this baby. And then you're going to be checking your best ball teams and your tweets with the other hand. Or as me with the second one, getting addicted to Clash of Clans and playing that. Respect. So I'll say, like, you'll be fine. And honestly, the first few weeks are not bad at all. When stuff really starts getting troublesome for you, is going to be when they're not napping and sleeping for 20 hours out of the day, when they're like crawling and then like starting to walk. That's when things change for you. And that's when you realize, man, stay-at-home dads out there, respect, major respect to them.
Yeah, the chat also mentioning the night nurse, because I, of course, have heard, you know, Levitan's story of, you know, you just pay to have someone help you at every step of the way. You get the doula, you get the night nurse. We'll see. I've planted some of those seeds. I'm not sure how that's going to go, but we're going to give it a try. I've been pushing for the doula.
I have to sell, what's your moon bird?
I was going to say, Pete's going to have to fractionalize his moon bird to pay for a night nurse.
Dude, I think I'd probably just trade that fucker straight up for a night nurse.
Like, I literally think there will become, given how tired I have seen my family members be as parents of newborn babies, I think there would come a point where you're just like, here's my fucking ledger, just for the love of God, I need to sleep.
What do you, one LeBron James cosmic or one night nurse?
Imagine how lucky people had it 2 years ago when they were just, or a year ago when they were basically trading one Jokic season 2 moment for a night nurse. Now it's got to do a lot more of that. All right. So seamless transition. All day, new makeover, new look. Are you interested at all? Honestly, I have not. All I've seen is kind of the rundown. I've not even been in the new marketplace. So
we're talking about NFL All Day right now.
Yeah, because
I mean, this is like the worst product launch of all time. It's like literally, I don't know one person in my real life who organically cares about it.
But this is what I'm saying is like the updates that they made are actually like from a visual perspective, the badges and such are actually pretty nice. Like maybe
buddy, we are in a global fucking recession. Like I am not buying JPEGs or GIFs of NFL players.
Do you know? I did just pull it up because I completely missed the news that there's a new site, and I think they have a bug in their site because I'm looking at this common Derrick Henry moment at a 10,000 and it says it's a reception. And I don't even think that's possible.
Oh, that's pretty good, Pete.
Thanks.
That was good. Okay. Let's move on.
I can't tell. Like, were you being were you just being genuine about that right there?
Yeah, I wanted to see your thoughts on All Day. Peter's always in the streets, and he's got a club top shot. You know, he might have been on vacation this week, but like, go and look at the badges. Go and look at the artwork. It's legit good.
Remember how frothy we all were for the badges on Top Shot. We
win three badge. I mean, yeah. I have so many regrets from the top, as someone who absolutely made out like a bandit, I have extreme regrets. So like, I can't imagine how some of these people who were buying in March of 2021 feel right now. Like, it's got to just be. Because there is no hope. Your Top Shot bags will never rebound. Like, it is completely dead.
Davis, did you see Darius Garland signed the biggest contract in Cleveland Cavs history?
Yeah. Like, do we want to play a game of how down bad my Darius Garland moment is? I haven't looked at this. I have not looked at this in weeks. Let's guess right now. Percentage wise, how far down my Darius Garland is?
I would say 80%, just because everything is at least, you know, 70 to 90% down. So I would say 80%.
Well, I can't even log in to own the moment. It's literally not even up. Like, it's given me an HTML error, so I can't even check.
So Dave, I mean, clearly Davis and I aren't as excited as you. How has your excitement been manifesting? Have you been browsing the marketplace? Have you made?
No, I just told you I haven't even like seen the marketplace. Okay. I thought that you guys might be more interested.
I got an email
from DraftKings about their, you know, quote unquote, so rare product. Mm-hmm. I haven't clicked in any of that.
The Rainmakers.
Yeah. So I'm on the, from the outside looking in, but I'm looking at you guys.
I am not giving any mental energy to non-fungible tokens for years. I will hold the stuff I have and wait to see what happens in like 2024. But it is not a space that is interesting and not a space that I think provides like short-term capital opportunities anymore. I don't think.
So your crypto goons, you're out on.
I never had those.
Or what was the
bales bag?
Balatrun.
Yeah, I still have that token.
You got to keep.
My hope is that, you know, we can get the bull market around February of next year, right? Because we got best ball and NFL DFS that'll take us to February. We'll have a child, whatever, and then we get a bull market that we can look at our JPEGs again in the off season.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't think that is the direction that the global economic tenor is going to take.
I can only imagine how much doom scrolling you do per day, Davis.
Can you pull up our official Swolecast comment in here? Do we need to have Sosa put in his Twitter bio that these are his views only and don't express necessarily the views of the show or the company? He said NFTs are dumb.
Whoa, from the Swolecast account.
Yeah, like if he wants to do that on his personal account, by all means, but it feels like he's speaking for all of us right now.
Yeah.
And he should. I mean, they are fucking dumb, but just make sure you run those comments by us, Sosa.
When Sosa first came on the scene, he was like, oh man, you got anything? And I'm like, you got to check out these moon cats. You got to. But shout out to the Mooncats, still going strong in the stablecoin NFT economy. Mooncats are down less than what Moonbirds are down.
Didn't the guy who got kicked out of Mooncats, didn't he buy a ton with his like fake NFT fund or whatever? Ryan Carson.
Ryan Carson,
Ryan Carson did?
Yeah.
He bought Mooncats?
Yeah, no. He swept them, right?
Oh, no. He did? Okay.
He did not. He swept Moonbirds, Davis.
That's what I meant.
Big difference.
Dave was about to be.
Dave was about to lose his mind.
I have Twitter notifications turned on for Mooncats, the Mooncat sales bot, and I can just guarantee you a sweep is like three or four at a time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How down tremendous in like this has got to be one of the worst bags on planet Earth right now to be all in.
It's not at all. I mean, honestly, if you take a look at it.
Well, the reason why I'm asking you is you did not have like I have not been putting US dollars into non-fungible tokens because I've been buying Ethereum for 5 years. But you were not a crypto holder 2 years ago. You did not own any. So you have all of these like you're thinking of these in US dollars terms because you put US dollars to buy all these. Like you were buying NFT boxes with US dollars.
Boy. I mean, yeah, when you say it like that,
that's what I'm saying.
Also, I can't go by that. I mean, I'm not going to go that is just such a negative way to look at something, Davis.
This show gives me such like dizzying deja vu. Like I truly can't tell if we're playing the hits or if we only talk about the same goddamn things every single show. I really don't know.
I don't think we've really done a bear market like world bear market show yet. Actually,
yeah, because it's depressing. It's depressing. Davis is glass half empty. I have to.
No,
be,
I'm not. Like, toxic, I'm. How am I? How am I glass half empty? You know how cheap it is to acquire coins right now.
I do think it's a bummer because there are versions of this world where Dave becomes a community manager for an NFT project and is handing out like koozies at NFT NYC.
Like, sorry, Dan. I know you're kind of counting on me right now, but I have this offer I can't turn down from the Mooncats Collective. Like, I really got to do it.
Yeah. If we get to that point, something has gone really, really wrong. All right. Can I workshop an idea for you guys? And then we'll talk about some of that stuff.
As long as it's not Superflex Best Ball Tight End Premium.
Yeah.
No, not really. Okay. I've got an idea. And it involves the community. And it involves fantasy football. And it involves weight loss. Because Soccer Dad has put on a little bit of weight. I have an idea to merge a fantasy football league with people that want to lose weight. Number one, has this ever been done before?
Not a league specifically. I mean, Davis, what was the Justin Freeman kind of thing he had set up with you guys?
So Freeman and I did like DFS weight loss, but he contracted the novel coronavirus, or I got COVID first, so we took a pause, and then he went on like a vacation with his family or something and then ended up buying out. But
I got you.
But
okay, so here's the premise then. I'll let you weigh in after I give the premise.
Sure.
We've got 2 months, right? 2 months from tomorrow when the season starts. So let's say the group starts now and you've got 12 people in a group. You go for 2 months, you're in this group, you're supporting each other, but you're competing with each other a little bit, right? Like, so I think half of the money needs to go to the league, half of the money needs to go to some sort of weight loss thing. Your draft position correlates with how much weight you have lost in that 2 month span, as far as the order that you want. So if you want to take the 104, you can, but it correlates with how much weight you've lost. And then I'm not sure about during the season. I think you just be able to maintain a little bit, maybe lose. But if you gain during the season from when the season starts to when it ends, you forfeit the opportunity to win that league money. Like, you have got, there has got to be an emphasis on maintaining or losing weight during the season so that we're not just keep on doing weight loss bets every year.
Well, Kitchen, one thing, one little tweak I would make, you should do this auction. And then for every pound you get an extra that you lose, you get an extra dollar on your budget.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Okay, but yeah, we got to do it percentage because there could be some like really like big boys or girls, or they could be like really.
Yeah, like I only have so much weight I can even take off my frame.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just laughing at Dave trying to be politically correct, but then said there could be some really big girls was basically how he saved.
Amazing.
Because if I mean, especially with Tuttle not being on here, I need to make sure that.
I got to say, our guy Nick Bird put out a tweet getting excited for the show at a couple of my shows today. I'm having Leonie on Randomizer, but I thought it was so aspirational that he tagged Tuttle
and Tuttle liked it
as if Tuttle was gonna come on the show today. Wishful Tuttle's, thinking, Nick.
Yeah, Tuttle's gotta grind Yuli Gurriel ownership percentages for the slate that locks in 10 minutes. Tough scene.
I think it's just like early day baseball games and late baseball games, and Tuttle's just all in the midst of it.
You grind in, you grind in women's European Cup DFS. Soccer, Dave?
No, but I will say that we do have at Roto Grinders people asking. We do have NBA Summer League, as you know, by Chet Holmgren's.
Chet, baby,
man, Davis. So, will you get a Chet rookie mom? No, regardless of the economy, will you get a Chet rookie mom on Top Shot this year, Davis?
If they cost like $6.
Okay, there you go.
Fill me in, because this is, I just saw a few tweets and this was my read on it. Were people kind of like litigating whether Chet Holmgren's going to be a good pro or not because he had like one bad game against that other dude last night and was like getting pushed around and people were like showing clips of him not looking good? Was that what happened last night?
People are just losing their mind. You know, two nights ago is when he had a record 6 blocks. I didn't even know that he played last night. Because I wasn't on Twitter last night. But two nights ago is when people were already knighting him Rookie of the Year. His odds for Rookie of the Year went down just in that one half from like plus 500 to plus 400 or 425 just during that one half. And he was just crushing. He was hitting from deep. And so people are already making Durant comparisons and everything else.
Okay.
He's going to be really good. I mean, he was going to be really good before the summer league, but it is going to be one of those really hilarious things that the Orlando Magic took this guy who can't play defense at all and want to play him at center. It's going to be like classic Magic, like just adding in another loser center to their loser center rotation.
All right. Getting back to my fantasy football weight loss thing.
Yeah.
Number one, if you're interested in, hit me up, DM me. Hit me
but
up.
Kitchen, number let's just two, be completely honest. You're not gonna organize or spearhead this. You need to put a call out for someone to actually do it.
No, yeah. I will. I 100% will. I will not. I need someone to spearhead a fitness version of this because that's not me. But I imagine there are some people that are in shape that like fantasy football that would like a fitness version of this. And I would like to include that as well. I don't know how that would, like, I don't know if everyone has to have an Apple Watch and you're, you know, whatever, but
then you track minutes active or whatever.
Right. So, but I imagine that people, if you can tie something that's really not fun, aka weight loss, into something that you really enjoy, a hobby like fantasy football, I think people would enjoy it. And who knows? Maybe we can even save some lives while we do it, you know?
Save some lives. This is where you're angling. You see Scott Fish win those Man of the Year awards every year. And Kitchen wants one of those so bad.
He just wants like the same shine that Scott gets on Twitter, where like people are just like, this guy is a walking saint. Like Dave just wants that clout so bad.
Can you imagine, Dave? Like, I bet you after the shower, you look in the mirror and deliver like your FSGA Fantasy Person of the Year award speech to the mirror.
Yeah. This award is great, but it pales in comparison of all the lives I've changed.
The amount of big boys and big girls who we helped slim down.
When I think about all the people that would have had diabetes if it not were for this weight loss group and the carnivore diet that Davis has implemented into everything, then yeah.
I don't even do that.
You said the carnivore diet pretty much cures everything, though.
Yeah, but it's not a realistic. Well, I mean, it's a realistic way to live for some people, but I can't do it. I love to eat shit too much. That's why I'm still fat, despite working out 6 days a week.
Yeah, so you need to be in some other. You need to be like in the.
No, I just need to. I just need to get mentally tougher. It's just I am strong willed in some ways and weak willed in other ways. I got the sugar carbohydrate addiction.
I get it.
July
4th was quite the day. But this is like, honestly, in the weight loss period, this is a great period to be in because there's nothing upcoming until Labor Day, right? Like, you've got basically seven weeks.
Maybe Davis's wedding?
I'm talking about for most people.
Okay. Got nothing coming up.
I'm talking about like, you know, when it's like January 1st, it's like, oh, but I got the Super Bowl coming up and all those delicious foods. And after the Super Bowl, it's like, well,
Dave, you should have
going to want to eat chocolate for Valentine's. After that, it's like,
well, I was going to say you should have it to be. Yeah, you should have your goal to be to just show up as ripped as possible to my wedding.
Should.
That would be a good something for you to strive for. Leone and Bankmeyer just sent their you still have an RSVP kitchen. So right now you're not on the table.
I got 10 more days, right?
Yeah, but you better get it done. You better not forget.
I'm gonna fill out my invitation like you fill out your work logs and just a couple days before the wedding, just submit all of the.
Luckily, Roto Grinders LLC and Better Collective are more forgiving than me doing the seating chart.
Is there a seating chart?
You think people are just going to go pick their own seat?
Oh my god,
buddy! Well, buddy doesn't have a. This is not a fucking wedding at the church hall in you know Hermitage Hall, Tennessee, or whatever.
That's a lot of pressure for the seating chart, though.
Davis, if I was going, who would I be sitting with?
With Crane has not RSVP'd either. You'd be sitting with Crane and his partner, David and Holly, Bankmeyer and Leone and Leone's wife.
I want you to put me with complete strangers at the table, Davis.
You're not gonna have a seat.
Wait,
I want a fresh audience for everybody. Just everybody gather around.
I mean, the kitchen, that's how bad it's gotten for Kitchen, where most people want to sit with their friends at a wedding, and Kitchen knows he's just gonna get roasted in front of his wife for 3 straight hours and would rather be with strangers.
No, it'll be my wife leading the roast for 3 hours. She's all about it. I want some fresh faces. So, okay. All right. Yeah, I'll RSVP. I think, though, like the hotel was already booked up that you guys blocked out rooms. So
let me tell you, hotels, bro.
Yeah.
Insane racket right now. Like, yeah. It is horrible.
You like rented like four rooms in one block and then everyone's. Trying to mint a hotel room.
I had a whole block, but it's like it's unbelievable right now. Like if you want to get a block, you have to do minimum 10 rooms, and if they don't get filled, you're just on the hook for it. You got to pay for it.
Okay, a segment of Fill Me In Hot Trends on NFL Twitter. Gabe Davis.
What? Someone tell me how this happened. Like I want the origin story.
Right.
Davis, where did this argument like come from initially?
Well, he's a young player who hasn't broken out yet. So your reductionist, Derrick Henry lovers are like, how could you possibly draft him over Allen Robinson or whatever? Because he hasn't broken out yet. And then obviously the people like me and Bimefor and you know, people who tend to focus a little bit more on getting first place, people who are kind of predisposed to younger players with a wider range of outcomes anyways, are like, it's so obvious why Gabe Davis is a good selection where he goes. And it's just total mindset wars, you know.
Where's Rick Rode on this conversation, Davis?
Oh, Rick Rode is all in on Jameson Crowder. The 29-year-old who's never had a 1,000-yard season is right up Rick Rode's alley.
All right. Peter, you got questions?
I mean, it's the classic. We've now seen the same kind of polarized parties like over this best ball stuff meet and not understanding like how the game has changed. Like there's still this crew that are approaching this like a 12-person season long league. And yeah, you could poke lots of holes in Gabe Davis from that standpoint. But like people, I mean, if, as far as I can tell, we're arguing about Gabe Davis in best ball in best ball Mania 3 and DraftKings in these big tournaments. And he is such an incredible pick in those formats for what he offers you from a spike week perspective, from a late season perspective, from a contingency based perspective. Like I truly think you're a stone cold fish if you're fading him in those formats. If you're in your 12 person team with your home league buddies and don't want to take him there because you think there's too much risk, then I think you maybe have a pretty good argument.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Breece Hall, another guy. Can he be a three down back? That is, like, whenever I see a name trending, he was today's trend, Davis.
Oh, I missed this. I think everyone's pretty unanimous on Breece Hall. I've not heard the dissenting opinion. Because the people who are not going to want to draft Jets players have not started drafting yet. The people who are drafting right now are people who are like, oh, you know, they added Garrett Wilson, and Zach Wilson was the second overall pick, and he does kind of have, like everyone who I talk about fantasy football with is, like, loosely optimistic on the New York Jets.
What's so weird to me is like, I haven't heard like people come out and like really bag on Breece Hall, but we just haven't had that one news item that has just rocketed his ADP to where I think it will ultimately land.
Yes. Good point, Pete.
Because Breece Hall checks every box that drafters ultimately get excited about, you know, a young rookie running back who was drafted early and has, you know, a clear path to 20 touches. And like the Michael Carter stuff is going to go away so quickly, whether on the field or just through narratives, through Breece Hall looking great in preseason or whatever, like it's coming. I'm still packing my bags because he's going to be third, fourth round turn pick at worst by the time the season starts.
I think they were clipping some of the Carter highlights from last season and saying, this is why he cannot be a three down back, because Carter's going to basically get into some of his,
well, Carter will probably play a little bit.
Yeah, and we saw like it happened with Jonathan Taylor, right? I mean, Nyheim Hines played a ton early on in the season, and then Jonathan Taylor chips away as the season goes, and then they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna give this guy that we spent all this draft capital on the majority of the touches down the stretch.
How have we not gotten, we're 40 minutes into the show and we haven't gotten Dave's take on Baker Mayfield being traded to the Carolina Panthers? This is what the people tuned in for.
You know the charts of different players. You know who's gone up.
DJ Moore?
Terrace Marshall?
No.
Pumping my bags?
No. Try pumping my bags this time, Pete.
Tommy Tremble? I don't know. Who are you?
Tommy Tremble.
Is that really it?
Of course.
Since when is Tommy Tremble tied to your personal brand?
You not remember last year on the DFS shows?
Yeah, he was he touted Tommy Tremble getting end around handoff.
Yeah, he's the next Janu.
Okay, I forgot about this. Yeah, you did really hammer it over our heads on Twitter, so I didn't associate Tommy Tremble with soccer.
When your offense coordinator is calling plays like end around plays for you, so that you have the ball in your hands, just being a dynamic playmaker. And we know that Baker likes his tight ends. So, yeah, Tommy Tremble gets a little bit of a bump. Where are you guys on Christian McCaffrey?
Number one overall pick.
You think this helps him?
It just doesn't, yeah. And nothing, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does help him because the offense should be better, but it doesn't impact his range of outcomes in a meaningful way, in my opinion.
Davis, you said on Twitter that the Panthers offense will be a lot better with Baker than these other quarterback options.
Nope, didn't say that. I said that
kind Baker, of what I was reading into.
I mean, I think pretty clearly Baker is an upgrade on late career Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, PJ Walker type guys. I mean, Baker is a better career adjusted yards per attempt than Josh Allen. And I mean, it's like I asked this question on Chip Chasing last night. How much of the Baker is bad and stinks narrative is a combination of two things. One, him being on every commercial break while he was actively stinking it up, playing with an injured shoulder. And two, how good Odell Beckham looked as a member of the Rams after his dad made the YouTube cutout video of him being wide open and Baker missing him.
Yeah, I do think that affects perception because everyone in their head is just like, oh, he's a malcontent. You know, he's not the guy you want. And I do think that subconsciously seeps in to how where it's like, oh, if teams don't want to touch Baker, why would I want to touch him in my drafts? Please don't.
So where is his ADP going now from that news yesterday? Or are people already kind of anticipating that? Like we talked about on the show like 3 weeks ago to get your Baker Rashard Higgins stacks, right?
Well, Higgins is going to still be free.
Yeah.
Baker, I mean, it looks like he's slowly coming up. I mean, he was at like 212 before the news. Now he's up to like 206. I assume when it refreshes again, he'll probably be at what, Davis, in the 180s to 190s?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to go any higher than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, because people still aren't, like, people are more confident in DJ Moore now. And I know some people are beating the drum on Robbie Anderson, but they're still not like a super fun team to stack where you're just like, oh, I'm going to get Baker to complete this stack. I still think people are going to like, you know, pick and choose their one Carolina Panther and then move on mostly.
But it's an easy stack if you've got the 101.
Yeah. Well, this was my question because McCaffrey's ADP had been like bouncing around between 102 and 103, you know, sometimes Kupp going ahead of him. Do we attribute that to just the people worried about his injury risk, or did we attribute some of that to the quarterback situation? I guess I just don't know how much of him not being 101 was QB or injury related.
Say that again.
Davis was not paying attention.
I was not. I was looking up the rules. Rafa Nadal just withdrew from Wimbledon. Well, I was looking up the rules for one of my bets.
The point I'm trying to make is there's more confidence on Christian McCaffrey as the 101 now, which would mean that people were not confident because of the quarterback situation. But I'm seeing in the chat, and I always assume that Christian McCaffrey sliding to 102, 103 was because of
injury risk. Yeah,
so
I don't.
Should anything have changed for CMC's ADP range because of Baker?
No, I mean, I think the only thing that at this point is going to influence McCaffrey going to one is if we get a weird, like if Jonathan Taylor gets injured preseason or, you know, something weird with Jonathan Taylor. And I think that's it. I don't even think like a best shape of his life story on McCaffrey. Like, I just don't think there's anything that can push McCaffrey ahead of Taylor in terms of news.
Which is crazy to me because, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is very good, but he has to run like a god again with a touchdown expectation standpoint, whereas McCaffrey could just go out there and catch a shit ton of balls again and still pass Jonathan Taylor in scoring.
Right.
I think he clearly should be the 101, but I do think it's people's fear with the injury stuff.
I think it's also different versus what you're trying to do. Like, I could actually see an argument for taking Jonathan Taylor first in a 12 man home team league or whatever, you know, just because you do feel like, I mean, he's 5 years younger than McCaffrey, 4 years younger than McCaffrey. He is like, it just feels like he is a safer selection. But in a tournament where you're trying to get first out of 450,000 people, if they both play 17 games, like what is McCaffrey, like a minus 200 favorite to outscore Jonathan Taylor or something? Maybe not that steep.
Minus 300.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's because Jonathan Taylor, the coaching staff has not said anything about like, oh, we're going to pass him the ball more. We need to get, they've said the opposite. They've said we want to get Nyheim Hines more involved.
Nick Bird says, N. Thomas got paid, but most reports are that Trimble is more athletic, has better hands, and more versatile as a playmaker. So lots of reporter buzz coming out of training camp.
I think the other out for Jonathan Taylor is if Matt Ryan just has this
super
huge
down.
Renaissance year.
Oh,
two.
Yeah.
Just that the team is just really good. They're moving the ball. They're in the
red zone.
Yeah,
they've got to be good for Taylor to have a really good year, I think.
Yeah. Because also if they find themselves in lots of negative game scripts, we are going to see way more Nyheim Hines. They're like, they still really like Hines. Like he's not going away. But if the Colts are legit good and they're just able to front run teams, I mean, it's clear that JT could have a massive year.
Yeah. They
people missed one of the earlier Swolecasts. We mentioned how Frank Reich said that he would have Nyheim Hines.
Yeah, we kind of broke that news. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like Dave.
We were the only one talking about
it. No one's talking about it. It's like no one's talking about Gabe Davis these days.
But there was an Athletic puff piece on Matt Ryan 2-3 weeks ago about the coaching staff, basically, which it read more like a Carson Wentz subtweet, but it was along the lines of, you know, Matt Ryan, he's amazing. He already knows the whole playbook. You know, him and Pittman are doing Bible study and, you know, all this stuff that you'll do when you trade for a new quarterback. But it does. I mean, Carson Wentz is so bad. So I do think the Colts might look a lot better on offense this year, which is crazy because Jonathan Taylor was so good last season.
Yeah.
It's not -300 because Jonathan Taylor, if they are really good, I mean, he could score like an absurd number of touchdowns.
Yeah.
What do you have? He had 18 last year.
Let's see. Jonathan Taylor had 20.
What are
20.
The odds?
He had 20 touchdowns and 2,100 scrimmage yards.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, what are the odds that he has the most rushing yards in the NFL?
Zero. It's hard to do in 8 games, buddy.
He had 1 year of injuries, Davis.
Well, how often
the bias is going to bite you?
This is what I always say to people who bet on the old guys getting healthy again. When milk goes bad, it doesn't unspoil, right? The milk does not undergo a regeneration process to become drinkable again. Like once it's bad, it's bad.
That's how you feel about injuries.
I mean, I'm not really drafting Michael Thomas, not really drafting DeAndre Hopkins, like just these guys who have
Christian McCaffrey.
But he has not had like an
injury?
Super serious injury. He has not had a structural injury. It's all been like hamstring and broken wrists and things like that.
Okay, I have a question.
He's been injured a lot more than King
who?
Henry. Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Well, just going back to our Titans talk, and you know, Burks is now slipping a little bit in drafts.
Yeah.
It does feel like he can slip further, because one that's confusing to me is why is Garrett Wilson slipping in drafts? And why hasn't Garrett Wilson flipped Treylon Burks too, if like everyone's all freaked out about the asthma? It seems weird to me
because
they both have gone
because
down.
Other wide receivers are rising there because the Chiefs because it's like you can't like not every wide receiver's ADP can go up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like last year we got so much steam on all those rookies. That was when this was like when Waddle was climbing up. Like Garrett Wilson kind of feels like this year's Waddle to me, just based on like where he went and his kind of ADP and stuff. I guess I'm just surprised that people, is it because the market is just really excited about Elijah Moore? Is that just everyone's kind of assuming that Garrett Wilson's not going to do much year one? I don't know. It kind of confuses me.
I'm confused. I hadn't thought about that until right now, because it's not like Elijah Moore is going like fifth round now. I don't know. That does seem bizarre.
But aren't there question marks around Zach Wilson as far as like you got to believe in Zach Wilson to believe in Garrett Wilson, right? And there are some people that still don't believe in Zach Wilson or the Jets at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It almost feels like the values of Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson are like totally divorced from Zach Wilson, because even with Elijah Moore holding pretty steady and Breece Hall holding pretty steady, like there's not been like Zach Wilson getting up to like QB 19 or whatever. Like he stayed pretty static.
All right. If you have any questions for us in the chat, feel free to ask. Also, if you're watching this on delay, go ahead and give us go ahead and leave a comment on the video and also a thumbs up. Sosa is asking for a thumbs up on the video. So let's appease him, please. All right. Movers and shakers, other that that you're seeing, Pete, other than Garrett Wilson.
Mark Ingram is the biggest mover in ADP this week.
So how do you reconcile that with strategy?
I mean, I'm taking the shit out of him because I think you're guaranteed to get like three-ish starts out of him probably. I think he's, I mean, he'll the problematic thing with him is he's going to be dead by week 17, so that's not great.
That's the
or he's going to have a lull where he has that from week 6 to whatever week 16, then he comes back.
Yeah, and for like all my correlation bros out there, don't worry, I go through this too. You got a few Eagles, and you're like, I got the zero RB build. I could use a running back. Oh, a New Orleans running back. Ooh, this looks just sorry. Mark Ingram is not correlating with the Eagles in week 7.
Taysom is the correlation. Taysom is the correlation running back.
I just do not feel like Mark Ingram is your brand of running back, Davis.
It isn't.
It's not really, but I will do anything for running back points. I'll do anything for running back points because most of my teams are like so desperate for running back 4, running back 5 points.
What I've ran into that too. Again, with some of your zero RB builds, you're taking on, you know, some of these rookies, you're taking on handcuffs. You do want some of that production early. The guy I've been kind of gravitating to as basically my version of Mark Ingram would be Marlon Mack, where I feel like he's going to get early touches out of the gate, but could actually hold on to that job for longer. And so I know it's not as exciting as an offense as the Saints, but it's like, is the Saints offense even that exciting anymore anyways?
No, I don't know. Not unless Taysom is the quarterback, in which case I'm going to be pretty excited.
Somebody mentioned this name in the chat, but it kind of goes in line with everything we've been talking about, and that's Donta Foreman.
Yeah,
because he was very good for the Titans. And if something does happen to CMC, he now has a decent offense where you know he's going to score touchdowns.
Yeah, it's bombs away.
But again, he's a different archetype. He's like a true handcuff. He's going to not really have any role for as long as CMC's healthy. I love Deontay Foreman. He's one of my favorite picks. But he's not a guy that's like getting you off to a fast start if you need touches.
If you really loved him, you know his name is Donta and not Deontay.
Well, I don't really love him, so I guess it makes sense.
All right. Not a whole lot of
when are we gonna get Dave in these streets? When are you gonna deposit
this week? Are you gonna be
back?
In preparation for Scott.
Hang on. Can we do this as a show concept next week? Dave drafts an underdog team on stream by himself, and we just it's basically blind even with your eyes open, Dave, but we get to heckle you throughout. Davis and I aren't giving you any assistance. We're just heckling you as you navigate.
What if I'm crushing it and you're forced to compliment me?
I'm not really worried about that outcome. I dare you to get in a ship chasing piss boys room as your first live on stream draft and watch you navigate that, Dave. End up with 9 running backs on your team.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to suggest doing a draft today, but I actually think Dave just blind reacting to the room, to ADP, to being like, what? Who's on what team?
Yeah, I think a blind draft as my first draft would be way more comical because once I get in the streets, you know, I'm former best ball finalist. I'm going to be
former best ball finalist in the puppy two.
Yeah. It wasn't the puppy two. It was the puppy.
What
one.
Was it called, Dave? I always forget what that tournament was called.
I think it was the puppy one, right?
It wasn't the puppy.
But it was the $5 version, right?
It was the $5, but yeah, right. I just can't remember what the brand name was for it that year. Someone in the chat might remember.
I can't remember.
But the chat loves this idea, so yeah. Everyone wants us.
I actually think this is a chance for good content.
Okay, so basically, I don't get in. Well, I'm going to be in drafts because of Scott Fishbowl next week. So I'm going to have some sort of idea about players and everything else. So we did miss our window. Maybe we can record a, probably won't do that either. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what it does. I'll just purposely not get in best ball drafts. But you're going to lose some of the comedic value because, like, if you ask me right now who the backup running back is for X
I'm not even worried. We could do this in 3 weeks, and I'm not worried about your learning.
Yeah, I'm not worried about you, like, figuring out the market, to be honest. Who are the Miami Dolphins running backs, Dave?
This is what I'm telling you. Like,
name as many as you can.
Name as many.
Patrick Laird.
Nope, not on the Dolphins anymore.
Tevin Coleman.
Nope.
Actually on the Jets.
Come on, Dave. You have to be able to at least name two. You have to.
Yeah. Ah, boy. They just got the guy from the Cardinals.
Yes, you're on to one. This should be the easiest.
Drake? No, Drake came from there to
It was James Conner and who else in the Cardinals backfield last year, Dave?
And I drafted him too. He was a keeper for me. I can't think of
he was a keeper for me. Dave is now gone to like full like only. Dave, you work in sports. Like, is this not embarrassing to you?
And you're worried that you're going to be too ahead of the curve in a week?
Because once I have access, because I have access to a hive mind of like really knowledgeable individuals. I know all the tools. I know all the rankings. Like, it's not going to be as fun as this where I'm just going blind. So, anyways.
I mean, again, you can't even name a single Dolphins running back. I think we're fine.
I think we're going to find a way to make it.
The chat is in disbelief.
This is why we needed to do this draft like blind, because it's been a while.
All right, Dave, how about one more clue? They also have two running backs that came over from the NFC West this year.
Yeah, is it one from the Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I know the teams. I just can't think
of... Wait, you seriously know the team they came from and you don't know the name? Are you doing a bit? This is a good bit if you're doing it.
No,
just admit, are you doing a bit?
This is like having so much information that you can't really pull... What is the correct thing? Let's like this.
Don't
is
act
Google
like these
effect.
Are stats. These are table stakes, Dave. Just knowing what guys are on what team.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to divvy up the receiving market share for these guys.
You guys understand? It's like when I get back in the streets, I'm going to remember these guys' names. Right now, I don't.
This is truly
like,
a tough.
I remember their situations, but I don't remember their names. So. It's not Jeff Wilson. That's the only guy I remember. You know why? Because of the whole Mike Trout thing.
I have a heart out. Let's wrap this up.
I can't. This is going
to
be good.
I also give credit to the chat. They're so normally if you do like a trivia question that's like super easy, like the chat will be super excited to write like Raheem Mostert, Sony Michel, Chase Edmonds, Miles Gaskin, but no one did it. And I just want to applaud the chat for letting Dave.
So, you know, we've long said that the Swolecast viewers are the greatest viewers in the industry.
They killed it.
Yeah. All right. Final thoughts, Davis.
Final thoughts. This show is going to be a lot better when Dave has any idea what is going on in the world of
is
sports. I really think yes, because if you know what's going on with sports, we are not going to have to talk about tight end U or Mooncats.
I didn't talk about tight end U.
Good for you.
Gosh. All right. Pete, final thoughts.
Yeah, Savon Ahmed is a cut candidate for the Dolphins.
All right. Well, I think we got the Mostert out of the show that we could. As far as leaving a like or comment, go ahead and do it. We're not going to chase you for it, but that will be what we do. Thanks to Sosa for producing that intro. I can't wait to add on to that every week. So with that being said, we'll see you later. Thanks for watching the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com.
Peace.